Hi, I'm Daniel Lenzian, host of Western New York Soundstage, from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that looks to explore Western New York's creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. On today's episode, I speak to Dante Williams. Dante Williams is an East Side Buffalo native and has built a career blending music, art, fashion, and media. He co-created the respected No Label the Podcast with Nelson Clark. He also runs his own production company, Beyond Prolific Productions, and contributes regularly to the New York City-based Blue Magazine's content production. His event, No Label on Inspiration, is an immersive cultural event blending live music, fashion, and visual art into a single experience. The event will be on Saturday, February 7th, 2026, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Legacy House. Tickets are available in the show notes. In this interview, Dante and I speak about the importance of storytelling, the event at Legacy House, and what's next for No Label. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Dante Williams. Dante Williams, thank you so much for chatting with me today. How are you?
I'm fine, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I always like to start these interviews by asking, is there a story from your youth that relates to what you do now?
I would say since I'm in like the multimedia field and just in the arts field as far as like visual artists, music artists, etc., I did used to like draw anime Dragon Ball Z characters and stuff when I was younger prior to playing sports. So my initial passions were like creative passions. And then when I started playing sports, it just kind of put those on a back burner. And then once I got out of college, it's like my creative side was kind of reborn.
Gotcha. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Fredonia.
I actually teach at Fredonia.
Really? How long have you been teaching there?
9 years now.
Yeah, I graduated in 2018.
Gotcha. Yeah. I would have been teaching there when you were there. That's pretty amazing. I mean, Fredonia is such an interesting college, too, because I do think that there is, for people who want to get involved with it, you know, a tremendous amount of arts and stuff like that. And so were you involved with any of that when you were there?
I was mostly playing basketball, but my last 2 years, me and my friends did have a radio show up at the station called Higher Society. So initially, I was just like the board operator and DJ for transitions, et cetera. And then the next semester, it became like a full ensemble with the four of us, pretty much a podcast.
Yeah.
And then eventually we started putting it on SoundCloud. And that's what kind of rebirthed my like media bug into where we started No Label after the fact once we graduated.
Gotcha. Well, that's a perfect transition. I mean, for listeners who might be new to it, what is the No Label podcast and what inspired you to create it?
Yeah, so No Label the podcast, it's a multimedia platform that started off just trying to create a platform to where artists in the city can express themselves, be able to document their journey, be able to just learn and give gems to other creators and other artists like themselves. So we really compared it to the hip hop scene at the time was rising and buzzing. And places like Atlanta, New York City all have these big platforms that allow their artists to like springboard off of and tell their stories that people look into, like The Breakfast Club, High 97, et cetera. So that's something that we wanted to bring and create here in Buffalo. And as time went on, we just started doing more things like the Red Room recordings, which is live studio sessions where artists would perform in our Red Room space with the hanging mic, et cetera. And now we're also throwing an event, which adds to just the repertoire of things that No Label does.
Yeah, no, I want to get to the event in a second, but I understand that on your podcast, you really emphasize long form and storytelling. Why is that important to you?
So me and my partner, Nelson, we both are pretty like hip hop and media heads and just like quote unquote intellectuals to a degree. Like we like reading a lot. We like long form conversations and like long form podcasts. And that's where we learned a lot of our information from. So we didn't necessarily go to school for any of the things we do, but we went to YouTube University as far as learning about the podcasting, the camera work, audio, et cetera. And we learned from artists like a Nipsey Hussle or a Jay-Z or a Prince or et cetera from their long format interviews versus just the small clickbait things that we see on social media now. So it's really about educating as well.
When you prepare for an interview, do you go in kind of having a skeletal idea of the questions, or do you just kind of let things flow and see where it goes? Are you looking for something in an interview? Talk to me about that process.
Yeah, so in the beginning stages, we would pretty much look out for and vet artists. So we were beginning. So it was more so us reaching out to artists to come on the show. And we definitely would like have discussions and meetings and just like have questions prepared, pretty much have them outlined of what we wanted to ask. Then as time went on, people would reach out to us more. And then so we're also just still vetting, making sure the artists are credible and they're passionate and serious about their craft. And then just through the research of vetting them, we pretty much formulate what we need as far as any questions or information to carry on the conversation. But we definitely always wanted it to feel more like a conversation and not like we're barring them with interviews, not interviews, barring them with questions back and forth. We want them to feel comfortable in a comfortable environment to where they can express themselves as if they're chilling or hanging out with their friends.
Have you ever gone back and listened to one of the first episodes and been like, oh, wow, I've grown a lot?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, yes. I certainly have with this, right? Where like a couple years in and I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it should sound like now. Whereas the first episode, like it's interesting to have a kind of marker of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the video quality, because I'm a videographer, I work in video production. So the beginning stages of my career was the podcast. And then looking at our product on YouTube in 2020 versus 2025, it's definitely a big growth and a big jump.
Speaking of growth, I guess, in podcasts, right? And we're talking about kind of where you started versus where you are now. What's something that maybe you've learned or that surprised you over doing the podcast for as long as you've been doing it?
How good of a networking tool it is. So a lot of the people that we interview and that we meet, those are people that we still see and kind of socialize with till this day if we see them out. Like they were appreciative of our platform because a lot of people realize that we take it serious and we're serious about what we do. And we put a lot of time and work into it if we've been, you know, longstanding this long. So a lot of them that we see is like great relationships built. We end up working together on other projects that's outside of the podcast. They also are able to connect us with other people. We're able to connect them with other people. And it pretty much has built giving us a strong community and backing in Buffalo just basically through having conversations with people and bringing them on our podcast. So I would definitely say using it as a networking tool.
Thank you. Can you talk to us about the upcoming event with No Label and how it expands on the mission of the brand?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a live performance experience event called No Label on Inspiration on February 7th. At Legacy House, and the event is in collaboration with Legacy House Studio as well. So pretty much the theme of the event is to combine visual artists, music performers, as well as designers, and bring them all under one umbrella and just combine the three mediums and create a house of inspiration. So there's five performing artists that we haven't announced yet that we will be rolling out within the next week, five designers who are designing one-of-one pieces for those performing artists. And there's five visual artists who are pretty much creating the whole aesthetic of the stage area as well as the venue.
It's such an interesting event, right? And really brings together so many kind of different mediums. What inspired you to want to bring all three of these mediums together?
So as the podcast has grown and as the platform has grown, we started off just pretty much talking to hip hop artists. And as time went on, we started mixing in talking with, you know, managers of artists or producers. And we would talk with some visual artists. We had an artist, Fred's the artist, who actually did a mural in our last studio. We had him on a podcast and that kind of opened the doors to us to want to have conversations with more artists like him, as well as we've had designers and people from the fashion industry on the podcast as well as it expanded. And those are also three things that are my core passions outside of sports. So bringing those all three together and being able to help and create an environment where those people can showcase their talent to other people who will be inspired by it. That was the big reason for doing it and expanding into this.
Gotcha. Can you talk to us a little bit about the venue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Legacy House Studios, it's a big warehouse facility on the east side of Buffalo. It's owned by Adam. I believe he's the sole owner of it, but it's been around for, I want to say, over 5 years. But they pretty much house a lot of different events and things within the creative community of Buffalo. It's, I believe it's 11,000 square feet. They have a huge psych wall, which that's where the performance area will be. And then there's also a whole nother side to where that's where the art gallery experience will be. But yeah, so a lot of creators use it for photo shoots, video projects, video production. Like the top brands go there in order to get their work and photography done. Wester, Just Dishin, Benny the Butcher, Conway, they've all shot videos there. So it's the go-to facility, I would say, for a creator.
Can you talk us through, like, what if somebody comes to the event, like what they're going to experience, what they're going to walk through, what the kind of layout of the evening is?
Yeah, definitely. So the event starts at 6 o'clock. So the first hour is pretty much just a networking experience. There's going to be a photo op installation. So Legacy House also is able to create, I'm not going to say photo booths, but kind of photo wall canvases to where whenever people, whenever they have events there, people are able to take pictures. It's something that, you know, a lot of people like to do, especially creators for Instagram, social media, et cetera. So there's going to be a bunch of those on one side. On the other side, there's going to be the art gallery experience with the five visual artists and their booths as well. So they're going to be selling their artwork. We're also going to have a food vendor, a wine vendor, and a pastry vendor all on that same side. So the first hour 15 of the event is pretty much just networking, being able to experience and walk around and just be a part of all the amenities of it. Around 7:30, our host, Chandra, who's the owner of Sneak Vibe and Media, she'll make everybody aware. And then there's specific VIP seating as well as standing room seating. And the performer will start, the first performer will begin at 7:30. And from there, it'll be the performers back to back to back.
That's fantastic. Where can people get tickets?
So you can get tickets at nolabelmedia.co. And as soon as you get there, you'll see the big tab of No Label and Inspiration. You can click there and get tickets. You can also go on No Label the Pod Instagram, as well as No Label Media Co. Instagram. And the ticket link is in both of those bios as well.
After the event, when people are on the way home, what do you hope they're talking about?
I hope they're feeling inspired. That's the whole goal of it. They say that the greatest human act is to inspire someone. And that's the goal here and the purpose of bringing in all of these creators, all of these mediums. We made sure we picked artists and designers who were serious and passionate about their craft. And we know that they're going to put their best foot forward to put on a show and bring light to their artwork so that other people are inspired to work with them as well as possibly be like them.
5 years from now, we look back, we have another episode of the podcast, and we're talking again. What do you hope the future is for the podcast and the event 5 years from now?
Yeah, so 5 years from now, I hope No Label has expanded into a large media platform, similar to something like The Fader or Genius or even Buffalo Rising, to where we are respected in many different mediums and art forms. And we have a staff of people who are passionate about what they want to do and they're passionate about expanding the brand. And No Label and Inspiration has taken on a life of its own and turned into something similar to a Rolling Loud, maybe.
You know, those are my questions, but I always like to end an interview by asking, is there anything that you feel was left unsaid or anything you'd like to share with our listeners before we hang up?
No, I think you asked some pretty good questions, and I was definitely able to articulate, you know, just the journey of No Label to a degree, just from my lens. I wish Nelson was able to make it so he can give it from his lens. But yeah, just giving people the journey, hopefully they're inspired by some things I say and they can learn from some things and they're interested in checking us out more so that they can really see what we've been doing the past 7 years and what we have to offer, and they're inspired to go to the event.
Fantastic. You know, as you're saying this too, I just want to ask, because I feel like I'd be remiss, although it's sometimes these things seem asked and answered. Mm-hmm. Where did the name No Label come from? Why did you choose No Label?
So it's pretty much just, we wanted to represent independence. So going into pretty much mostly talking about music and entertainment, we wanted to represent independence and freedom of thinking. So, you know, the independent word is real big just within music artists in general, wanting to own their rights, wanting to own their music, wanting to be aware of the situations that they're in. And we also didn't want to put a label on the type of conversations we were having and who we were speaking to either. So it was a combination of those two things.
Gotcha. Well, I will absolutely put all the information for the event and the podcast in the show notes, but it was fantastic to speak to you today. Thank you so much for your time. And we will see you at the upcoming event in February on Inspiration. All right. Take care. Thanks so much, Dante.
Great. Appreciate you, Dan.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dante Williams. No Label on Inspiration will be on Saturday, February 7th, 2026, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Legacy House at 620 Winslow Avenue. Tickets are available in the show notes. This episode was produced by Jessica Marinelli. Sarah Potter engineered this episode. In addition to this podcast, you can check out our local event guides, posted bi-monthly on buffalorising.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show. If you like the show, please recommend it to a friend. Thanks for listening to Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios.